I'm going to watch it. Believe me. I really love the...
No!
I was gonna
now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Still one of the saddest moments of our show in 14 years. Hanging up on a Hall of Fame coach.
It was an accident. Nobody hung up on him. We got to check in on Dick.
You guys haven't been on the air for 14 years.
No, but the station's that old.
But it feels like it sometimes, Evan.
What an upset.
Dude, that was... Townie called in.
95% of the Evan fans wasn't out here. There had the under. 2.5 years.
I was 16.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow.
Go ahead. There's something that you wanted to talk about.
Don't try to Michelle Obama me. I ain't got none of that today. You set me up yesterday?
No.
Nope.
No.
I'm good.
Okay. No, you're not good. You sent a text to the thread. You have something on your mind. It's very important. It's very important. It has a lot to do with what's on the field and who's competing and, you know, winning and losing. Something about a visor?
Oh, yeah. Do we have... I don't know if we have that sound, Stoddy, because we almost... The sound will do it justice. But, man, I mean, what are we doing in sports? Colin Cowherd has his show, and he ripped the Cowboy head coach, Brian Schottenheimer, for wearing his visor backwards. And I'm like, is that what we're doing? But Evan kind of, I don't want to speak for Evan.
Wait, do you want the Cowherd sound or the Schottenheimer sound?
Oh, the Cowherd sound.
No, give us both.
All right.
Give us both.
Schottenheimer was just asked about what's going on with the Parsons negotiations. Right. But here is Colin Cowherd's response to Schottenheimer responding to questions at the podium with a visor on.
You know, I don't like backward hats. What's worse is a backward visor. That's a 2-win team. I'm taking away 4 wins. So when you sit in front of a podium, you're representing the Cowboys, you're representing Bank of America, you're representing a $12 billion corporation. I think you got to do better as a head coach than a visor backwards. There's a reason that country clubs and private clubs, you have to wear collared shirts and jackets. There's a reason for that. Like, there's a standard. I don't want to look like a guy that's here to move my couch. Like, I want you to do better than that.
I got to tell you, I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, Evan, tell us how you feel, because you shocked me with this one. But I'm like, I get he needs clicks and he is who he is. And it's about sporttainment. But come on, Evan.
Does Colin Cowherd really need clicks? I think he's doing just fine.
I kind of agree with him. It's not even the backwards hat thing, but it's seriously, visors are just a bad look.
Why?
Am I tripping on this? Visors do not look good.
Well, I can only tell you my experience with visors.
Did you survive?
Well, you know, I play a lot of golf, and I usually go with a regular golf hat. And then one time back east, I didn't have a hat, so I went with a visor and went out to the first tee, and my buddy would not let me play in a visor.
He was offended that
you cannot wear a visor.
So it's like a do-rag.
I just didn't like it.
That's what Colin's acting like, Evan. Like, it's unprofessional. And I'm like, dude, if the owner's okay and Goodell's okay with it. But I remember back in the day, Tony Romo, when he was starting 08, 09, he had his hat backwards. Cowherd had a problem with that. Like, I don't know why it doesn't bother me. John Gruden used to wear a visor. I mean, it wasn't backwards, but.
Doesn't Shanahan wear a backward cap once in a while? Here and there? Probably not at the podium.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the Ken Griffey, but it's...
Oh, the Ken Griffey.
My issue is with the visor itself. Like, I think it... I don't like it when tennis players wear it. I don't like it when golfers wear it. I don't like it when ultimate Frisbee players wear it. I just don't like visors.
I never knew that about you, E.
I don't have a strong opinion on visors, but I kind of hear what Cowherd's saying.
But you guys came down my road because
Pods
had
the podium.
Hoodie inside the gym, and he's a professional at the Valkyrie game, and I just had an issue with hoodies inside. Take them off. But I didn't, Evan, this feels like that, but I think there's more merit to that than the visor in sports, but I get it. It's not your thing.
I do think it...
I'm taking away 2-4 wins.
Well, that was a bit, but I think it's sure. It does feel kind of unprofessional, right?
Where do we draw the line?
The answer is yes.
Because let me tell you what's unprofessional.
But the question is, does it matter?
Let me tell you what unprofessional is. Unprofessional and a guy watching YouTube and old basketball games. Coaches in sweats. Oh, watching Steve Kerr in a suit just... It's a reminder of the NBA. You're going, Guru, what are they losing? They're losing something, man. Chuck Daly, Phil, all the great ones had, come on now, and now everybody looks the same.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. I would agree with this from the 510 and the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. The visor is still a better look than those dirty, sleeveless hoodies like Belichick wears. Those things are hideous.
Dude, look like he ain't washed his either.
And as long as we're going that, nobody has ever liked in the history of mankind the synthetic football shorts that coaches wear that are too tight, that are all polyester.
No, I'm not mad at those.
Those are awful.
Almost bought some in Texas.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. If I wasn't Thunder Thighs, I might have got him having, but anyway. Yep.
I do think when you're coming to the podium, it's a little different than Pod sitting courtside.
It's training camp, Steiny. Can he have a vibe? It's hot.
There's also different rules for everyone. For example, if...
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Kubiak's the new head coach in New Orleans, right? Yeah. If he showed up with a sleeveless hoodie, he would be reprimanded. But when you win 7 Super Bowls, or 6, whatever the number is, you can kind of do whatever you want.
Yeah. If Goodell don't got a problem with it, I don't.
Well, we don't know yet.
Evan said, I'm taking away 4 wins. Like, that means something on the field.
Well, I know somebody that could take away 4 wins. Micah Parsons.
I told you guys this is all entertainment.
It's not really that entertaining, though.
Do you know Myles Garrett requested a trade, and he got his chicken shortly thereafter? That's what's going to happen here.
Well, that was my daughter's
problem. There's not going to be 2 Luka situations in the Lone Star State, I don't believe.
Debo requested a trade back in the day.
Yeah. How'd that work out for him?
Good.
Yeah.
He's on a contender this year. He wasn't last year. You hate when I say that, don't you?
No, I just...
Well, they're not really.
No.
49ers aren't really a contender.
If people didn't know you, they wouldn't get you. I understand you.
Debo's their number one receiver right now.
Man.
Well, let me guess. Go out and get McLaurin.
No, the morning guys were kind of talking about it. Okay. Not saying it like they brought him up.
Yeah, let's have tell you what. Here's what we should do. We got a guy on his rookie deal making 10. Jennings making 7.5, but let's bump him up to 20. We got Ayuk, who's hurt, but he makes 30. Let's get another guy in here that makes 30, that will pay 30. And then we got 4 good receivers and a quarterback that can't throw the ball downfield. Woo! Oh, we're going to the Super Bowl.
I don't know if you guys have watched what Dan Quinn wears as a head coach. Evan, he has the whole hoodie thing, too. So he looks like he just came from the gym.
I thought he does the backwards cap.
He does. That and the Belichick hoodie that looked like it hadn't been washed. With the hood, you know, the one Steiny doesn't like. The Belichick.
Oh, I can't stand this.
Yeah.
I can't stand
What's the basketball equivalent of a visor?
Well, I think those hideous sweaters.
I love them. You mean the my Timberwolves?
Yeah, but everybody's wearing them. You look like Men in Black color is.
I look sharp.
I want our coach to be distinguished.
Diabolical.
Have you talked to him, honestly, this offseason?
No, but he just did an interview with a guy who
that's pretty good. He
used to cover Franklin and Marshall.
Okay,
basketball.
Diplomats.
Yeah, there was a sports writer that covered this way back in the day. He just did a podcast with this guy back in Pennsylvania.
Is there anybody that doesn't have a podcast not named Evan Steiny?
I don't.
Well, Evan has some.
You don't.
I'm gonna get one.
You probably won't.
No, seriously.
I don't think you work hard enough. Okay. I didn't mean it like that, but no, you're really not. Like,
I watch.
You got to be a bit more careful with your words.
Yeah, Evan, it's like, now if we were janitors, I'd be like, you know what? I don't mop enough. I go hide. I take extra long lunches. So it doesn't bother me. But the people that know Goo and Daryl, I'm going third person, they know I watch, E.
Well,
they know I put in my time. They know it.
I mean, this is hard for me to say. You do watch. But you do not work as hard You're not even in the same league in terms of hard work as Stephen A. Smith. You're not willing to pay that price.
I did the backyard boogie for right. 2 years. But do you know what that entailed?
I don't.
Okay, but that, see, you learn something new every day. Evan, right. I didn't even know Evan
Stephen
when I was
a.
doing
Smith
it.
Stephen A. Smith works 7 days a week.
He's getting 20
from dawn to dusk.
He's getting 20 M's a year.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, I don't.
7 days a week.
Just acknowledge that you don't want to pay that price. That's I don't. I'll admit I don't want to pay that price.
There is no price when you do something you love.
Well, that's a myth too.
No, it's not.
It just is.
We're in the, what is it? The
salad days?
Kids department of life with what we do.
And that's another problem we have is that that's an indication that I treat this job seriously. You treat it like a joke. It's like it's a big, yeah, every day's Christmas. And we're just going to open presents. And, oh, yeah, 8 day. And please, I'm trying to make a living here.
Don't do it like that.
I'm trying to make a living.
That's the gift. The fact that they pay us to do this with these fire takes.
That's a weird assumption.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I did just think of something.
Well, Chris A. said you tried to insinuate I'm the Kuminga of the show, but that won't stick, but go ahead.
You work harder than Kuminga.
Please. I am the system.
Although you kind of load manage. But
you're
more
well-rounded. Your game is complete.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
You are so much more valuable.
My boy Hawk doesn't like you, Steiny. He don't like the way you talk to me, so he don't like you.
No, he's a punk.
If you see Hawk, he would put you in a pretzel, Steiny.
Please.
Take that back.
How old is he?
It don't matter.
Hey, Hawk.
Old enough.
Bring it.
You don't want these
Hawk
problems.
You got nothing.
What about big decks? You got people out there, Steiny. I'm keeping them off you. Just, it's a bit. Just put it away.
Well, apparently it's not with Hawk.
I'm Batman.
What did he say?
It's your attitude.
You know what, Hawk? Yeah. You're gutless.
I should have
If I say
call.
It to Guru, you won't say it to me.
He's not the only one.
Is this guy from the U?
He's from L.A., but the way of the U is how I know him. Yeah. Kids play.
And that's what life's about.
Make sure you know. Had two boys, played to Logan. One went to UCLA.
From L.A.
Went to USC. From L.A., the origin, but way up here in the Bay.
Yeah.
I keep dudes off you, man.
Way to go, Hawk.
Yeah, there you go.
Sounds like he's got some good kids.
Yeah, it does.
And you're waiting for a one-liner. I'm not going to give it to you.
Well, I think you got the message.
Cut it out.
That's right. Chris A.
Hey, oh, boy.
What you got?
You hear what's going on in San Francisco?
That can be 20 different things.
Looks like it's 65 and sunny outside.
Right.
What do you mean?
What do you got?
It's an all-out.
I know.
We got an all-out assault on automobiles.
That's speed cameras.
Yeah, 33 of them.
But I don't speed in the city.
Yeah, no.
My issue is to coming across the bridge. I just feel like you ratted me out with CHP. They're out there every day now, Evan. It's like a video game for your boy. Dude.
I got a notice in the mail.
This is a public
Are
service.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm going to give you guys a public service message, and I'm dead
this
serious.
This is weak, man.
So 33 cameras have been installed in San Francisco. That's true.
Oh, my gosh, this
is
weak.
They are obviously video cameras, and they can tell whether you're speeding in the city, whether you ran a red light.
That's gutless.
Whether you committed any kind of infraction. And there's been a grace period of at least 3 or 4 months. And so, for example, Evan, a couple weeks ago, was going 11 miles over the speed limit.
You was flying, E.
He got a letter.
Fulton's a straight shot. Can we be honest about
Fulton
this?
Fulton should not be 25 Dude, miles an yeah, hour. That's a that. Joke.
Wow.
Anyway, he got a notice that he was going 11 miles over the speed limit, and he wasn't going to be fined this time, but next time he will be, and it's official on August 3rd that
oh, man.
Now if you get a ticket, you got to pay.
That is weak, man.
Now, why do you say that?
Because we're not hitting up the budget, the city, and
That's
now
right.
they just want us to pay for it, and this is the way that you're going to pay for it. This is, I'm telling you, man, Switzerland, here I come. I'm leaving here. I truly, this is so.
Quit trying to cheer me up.
You let him sack.
No, but I'm via the Yoon. Evan, I got two locales. I'm out of here, man.
Where are you going to go?
Texas is number one.
Oh, yeah.
I just want the country, man.
Oh, yeah, that's.
Now, why would you laugh, E?
Nah, Texas will solve your problems.
And you can carry, open carry. You try bipping out there. I'm serious, Evan. You got to think. I'm telling you.
It's part of the problem.
So you're going to move just so you can speed.
No, just it's getting too crowded. And
not the city.
I'm just tired of, the hustle and bustle. And then now they're going to take it out on us, people that get up and go to work. Oh, we don't even have the guts to pull you over anymore. The camera caught you. We know what you're doing with the funds. The meter maids, they're out of control.
Well, they're paving.
I'm just tired, man. I am. I want a slower speed of life, Stoney. L.A., that's the fast life. Just came back from it. Like, I want to just chill, man. Go do my 8 hours and then come home, relax.
I mean, I understand the sentiment, but I feel like...
Tired of crime?
I just look at you and I think you'd be overwhelmed in Dubuque, Iowa, too.
Please.
You know what I mean? Like, life comes at you real fast sometimes.
I just want a remote, HD TV, the games, some good lemonade, and just be to myself.
Well, you have most of those on Thursdays.
Evan, I got to give them a two. Oh, man. Hey, but tell the people where I'll be when I'm gone. In a couple of days, I'm going to Barry or my Aunt Annabelle, 93 years old. Chaskey, if you're listening, I'll be at that funeral. So have my back, you and Evan.
I got
Hold
you.
It down.
Yeah, condolences, man.
No, seriously, thank you.
She had a great life. 93?
I feel like you're going somewhere you shouldn't, but yeah, she did.
Oh, my God.
Evan,
are you
kidding
me?
Let's leave it at that. Let's do it. Stoney, you can't.
She lived 93 years. You should be thankful.
No, that's a beautiful. Okay. No doubt.
My Nana lived till she was 97. She was cooking up until the day she died.
Honestly, would you guys take... I would give my right arm for both of those. 93 and 97.
Depends on the quality of life that I was living at that point. Like, my mom's getting up there, but she's still out there.
She's at the gym still.
I know.
Dude.
I know.
Well, hey, she needs a podcast.
I don't want her to have a podcast. You're all right, though, Goose. Seriously.
Yeah. You got to be... No, seriously, can I just... Something for the show? You did set me on Facebook, political. You gotta draw it back. Because
no,
you brought in the show, and people... You didn't, but people thought you were talking about the show, so that means me, and I'm looking at the comments, being nosy. I just was like, can you take it down?
No.
I called you, and I hung up.
Dumb people don't deserve two
Evan,
explanations.
Dude, but everybody doesn't have your sense of humor. They don't know you.
Well, then they can unfollow me. They can block me.
Remember, you and my boy Everett got into it. Remember?
Wait, who?
Everett. Remember, I went to school with my guy. It was politics.
You know what, though?
Facebook politics.
This is why when you say you're off of social media, nobody's buying
it.
No.
You're kicking up dust.
Good.
You're posed. You know what you're doing.
What?
You're egging people on.
Oh, that's too bad.
And then you watch them fight and you just look at the comments.
What? I post, and then I return about 3 or 4 days later to see what the fallout is. That's the way to do it.
And that's why I hate social media, just that right there.
Yeah,
man.
Like sometimes I get on my phone, I'll be like, whoa, what 22
what
notifications?
What fire did I start, man?
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yep.
I texted that last night.
No, honestly, before we get out of here,
sure, good.
We got time. Your last speeding ticket. I know you drive electric cars, so I'm thinking it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
I would ask you, Evan, but you just got popped.
No, I got a warning.
Wow.
There's a grace period for these cameras.
And we had a young lady here that I won't throw her under the bus, but she had 6 of those warning letters.
Marcy. Marcy Weiser.
I didn't say any names.
She got 6?
Yeah, no, they're all grace period ones. Though.
Good Lord.
I know.
You'd think one would...
She had a Ferrari.
Regular
Shirley Muldown.
That is weak, though. You're going to do
Danica
this like
Danica Patrick.
That. Yeah.
With that. I got about 6 other things written down here right now.
Do you believe... Just because you're written them down doesn't mean... Do you believe them? That's what the boss preaches. What are you passionate about outside of golf?
Pirates beat Giants 5-4, two-run ninth inning. They're now under 500. Line two.
Dude, that is great.
A game like last night shows that it's true. The Giants have sold, and they've given up. And that message has pervaded the clubhouse.
I just feel like, and all you do is preach to me seriously that I'm giving God, giving him a free pass. Rodriguez has the stuff.
Can I be honest with you?
Quit doing that to him.
Can I be honest with you?
He had the yips last night, and he had him in New York.
Right.
So they got away with it.
So like Birdsong, he should never pitch again.
Evan wasn't with us.
Here's what you don't understand. Let me help you. And it's very subtle, but if you have, I was going to use myself, but we'll use a real athlete. Let's say, Justin Verlander. And he's pitching pretty well, right?
Last three?
Yeah. So, Justin Verlander is now pitching for the San Francisco Giants, who are under 500. I think he's been a pretty good playoff performer, right?
World Series.
Yeah,
he's headed to the Hall.
He's got almost 300 wins.
And got two.
He's played on some great teams.
About to have 35.
You do realize that there's an intangible there. There's something built in that's not explainable, but he cannot reach his potential to the degree he could have on a better team. There's just something psychological about it. When you're competing for a title or to win the division, or you're in it and every game means a lot, right, and you're living, dying, grinding, and it means a lot to you, you're going to perform better than, all right, well, we got two more against the Pirates and we're a game under 500. Let's do our best. But it's that little sliver of difference that makes one team compete and one team win. That's what I believe.
But if I understand you correctly, his performances are letting you know that's not affecting him. He's pitching the best that he has.
He's had three good games.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
let's not use Verlander.
But I hear
use
you.
Use anybody else. Adames.
I don't agree, but no.
Adames has played on winning teams in Milwaukee. Now he's on a team that's 500.
But if we have some real baseball talks, Donnie, they're one game under 500. And they're under 500, way under, with Devers. Like, make that make sense. And when you can't make sense of it, I go to the parents. I go to the teachers. If schools are failing because the SAT scores around the school are in the dumps, I go to the faculty. I go to the instructors. And that's why I'm looking at Bowmail.
Right, and that's why you, when you got bad grades, blamed the teacher, even though you weren't working hard.
I had a 2.80 in high school.
There you go.
What?
That's less than a B.
That's a B. When Evan laughs, I don't know, something gets me mad. Evan, that's a B minus.
Because I hit the nail.
Please.
A B minus isn't a B.
No.
Oh my, are we really doing this?
We just did.
Wow.
Hey, I heard something crazy today. I don't know if it's true. Can you just verify? I heard you say something to Spadoni.
Okay.
I just want to did you really buy that shirt on your own?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wondered. Because you said you did, but it's...
When I went to the game.
It's gear that, to be honest, Kincaid.
Wow, man.
Kincaid sent it
no,
to
No, Evan, I'm really offended, man. And this goes back to last Friday. You weren't here. I threw a slug at you the other day. I come in and give you the scoop on some stuff that's happening in pop culture, and you look at me and go, how do you know this stuff? Like if it was crack. I go, dude, it's on the same Twitter. Evan, that hurt me.
It's more about my interest.
You set me up, man.
In individuals' timelines. You say stay off my timeline. I actually would like to get on your timeline.
Dude, Evan, that hurt. And then yesterday you set me up with the, tell me about GMZ and Michelle Obama. And then when I bring up my thought, you just stab me in the back.
Yeah, I better be careful. Hawk might come after me.
Stoddy, I'm
the big hawk. Oh, the big bird. Big hawk, yeah. Why isn't he the condor? Because he ain't that big.
You gotta be careful.
He's just a hawk. You tell him I'm a condor.
I'm gonna call in.
It's like when Jerry West said, "Oh, I'm a dog. I'm a wolf." All right, bring it on, hawk. All right, don't really. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
And that's what life's about.
I'm trying to do more TikToks.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Don't look at me. Damn.
I'm just waiting for you to finish.
You said some stuff that we got to have a show meeting. A couple things you said you went too far. More I think about it. Hey, Katrina.
Let me know when you're done.
Katrina just texted both of us. Remember Katrina, the one that got Looney into shape? She says she got two in the mail, two speeding notices, one on Bryant and one on Sloat. And we hadn't talked to her, but that's the beautiful thing about what we do. She's listening. Shout out Katrina.
Yeah, I didn't get the.
Well, she just sent it to me.
Okay. Hey, lock in. Lock in this Thursday. This is going to be hard for me to do, but I have to do it.
What, lock in?
That's a four.
Sorry.
Okay, now I'm going to. Nahegan's going to get on us for the pauses. How come I'm the one who gets blamed for the pauses?
Because you don't have nothing to say half the time.
Well, that's because I don't
tell
even
me
know
to
how
shut
to,
up.
I don't even know how to react to some of the stuff we all say.
All right,
lock in this Thursday with the morning roast and Steiny and Guru live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I'm sorry, Laughing Monk Brewer. We're on site down in Sunnyvale.
Yeah.
At Laughing Monk Brewing. Two shows. We'll be there from 6 to 2. That's the morning show, then our show. And it's a preview. We're giving you a little preview of our live location for every red and gold pregame show for the Niners that we do during their home game. So come by Laughing Monk Brewing Thursday, August 7th. That's in Sunnyvale. And you can hang out with the Morning Roast and Steiny and Gavin.
Yeah, can't wait. Well, and
I mean, like, let me ask you a question. Would you rather disappoint people now or on Thursday?
No, I told them already.
Okay, then now.
We never hide the real. I'll be on my way to Mississippi, Steiny.
I know.
Yeah.
Where you
oh, my God, you were really, were you really like?
Yes,
really
was.
We've been talking about it 2 days.
Right, but not on the air. Not on the air.
I just did. I said, I'm not going to be here. You go,
when?
You're right.
That was like at the beginning of the show.
Huh? That was Monday.
I'm just reminded people.
Yeah. So I miss Sam and Josh, but you guys hold it down at the Laughing Monk. And I wanted to get out there, Stoney. It's a good time. And I'll tell you what, I won't miss.
There.
No, this would have been my first time. So I got to get there during the season. I'll come pull up on Low and Evan.
You said it's a good time.
I've heard it's a good time.
Oh, heard.
Okay. And Bonte and Shasky, now Spadoni. I'm sure they're going to have the their awards ceremony there. And we will be there this time. Remember, you were like, we didn't go.
We'll have a
for the
show
Doobie Awards.
To do.
We could do it from there.
I don't want to.
See, we keep
we're
our
doing
mouth
it Thursday.
Yeah.
We're going to be down there Thursday.
But I'm talking about wearing the tuxedos like Shasky.
No chance. No.
That's one of the dopest events the station puts on.
And feel free to participate.
And I'll let you have me see that. Watch, Donnie. You're going to be left here.
Okay. What's
Dibs
your point?
Willard did a show. Dibs was in Vegas.
Really?
Willard was here.
They are so special.
What's your deal?
What my deal is
you don't like teamwork. Just admit, say, good, you might be onto something. We'll move on.
By the way, can I be sincere for 1 second? I'm going to give a shout out to a legend. I'm messing around with the internet the other day, looking at The Athletic and ESPN. And there was a story about a gentleman that I haven't seen in a while.
See, now I'm getting emotional.
But he's a legend. It was in The Athletic. I want to say hello and a shout out to Art Spander.
Man.
You know who he is?
The great Art Spander, yes.
A longtime columnist in the Bay Area. There was a story about him in The Athletic. This guy is unbelievable. He has just come back from, well, the U.S. Open in Oakmont, which is outside Pittsburgh. All right. You know how many major golf tournaments that Art Spander has covered? Majors. They only have four a year.
All right. Are you ready for me?
Yeah.
And he's a big boy. He's been around.
Now here's where, don't overguess.
I'm going to say 48.
That's a great guess. He has covered 183.
Dude, wow. That's not a
major
great guess.
Golf tournaments.
Wow. Wasn't even close.
That's unbelievable. Anyway.
There's got to be a book about that, right?
He's written books.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I'm going to get one.
Art is 86 years old, and he's blind in one eye from an accident he had as a boy, which I didn't realize. But now he's lost some sight in his other eye. And so he travels to events with his wife, and he dictates his stories to her, and she types them.
Wow.
Art Spander, incredible. 86 years old. Still a fixture in a lot of press boxes.
So the article that you read in The Athletic, it touches on that, huh?
Oh, yeah. It touches on his whole career.
Oh, dude. I can't wait. It's just, I'm going to check that out. Wow.
Art Spander, 86. One of the last of his kind.
We should have him on.
I think that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's going to be good.
86.
Reading. But 148. You know, he's seen it all.
183.
Help me out.
You know what, though? I'm going to double back and tell you, you were right about something. And he's proof. If you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
Man.
He's 86 years old and he's still writing columns.
My mother said, Daisy Mae Johnson, Stoddy, I mean this, and I know you're going to ruin it and say she borrowed it. Find a job you love. You'll never have to work another day in your life. And I've had jobs that I hated. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it consumes you. Soon as you get off and
Why'd
you're
you
going
use the past tense?
You love Stoddy's. Get here at 7.
Listen to this.
All right.
Here's what Art Spander has covered. The Miracle on Ice.
Wow.
Okay, which was in 80.
Al Michaels.
He was in Cincinnati for Henry Aaron's 714th homer. And then he was in Atlanta 5 days later for home run number 715.
Where the two guys ran behind.
So he saw 14 and 15, 714, 715.
Wow.
He covered Joe Montana to Dwight Clark.
Catch.
He covered Johnny Miller's 63. He covered Kirk Gibson limping around the bases, pumping his arm.
Wow.
He covered all the highs and lows of Tiger Woods. He covered Federer in his prime. He covered the fall of O.J. Simpson. All told, he's put pen to pad for over 60 Rose Bowls, 50 Masters, and 40 Super Bowls, 30 Final Fours, and 20 World Series and a couple Olympics.
Stoddy, you are beautiful.
That's
man.
Unreal.
I want to personally give Art Spander my gold jacket of report. Like, Stoddy, that's incredible.
And he's
60
always,
Rose Bowls.
And he's always been the nicest guy in the world. Treats people the right way.
The rise and fall of OJ.
Did you meet him, Stoddy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
What was he like?
He was very gregarious. He loved being a columnist, he's the kind of writer that when he goes out to cover an event, he has no idea what he's going to write about, but he's got, specifically he doesn't, but he's always goes in with ideas and he's always trying to look for what he calls the best story out there.
And I think that's worked out for him, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. And this is a funny line.
Spander,
this is a funny line from the 510. Steiny, stop being so humble. You were Art Spander's mentor. Come on, man. Art, more like vice versa. All right, you were going to say something now.
I thought that was an age joke.
That I'm older than Art. Funny. Kind of. Anyway, Art Spander. Anybody who's a
sports
fan
you brought that
in
up,
the Bay
man.
Area
wow.
knows who Art Spander is. Yeah. And still going strong at 86.
Mowed out?
86.
Wow. That is phenomenal, man.
Yeah. I thought you were going
to... No, how do you follow that?
Well, I thought you had something. You were saying something about me, and you were down on me for something.
Oh, just now, you're having some fun, but I can't even remember, so that's how you know what you say does not penetrate or affect me at all.
And that's good for a talk show, to have a guy not listen to the other one.
No, I listened to you, but there was so many.
Hear.
No, you were out of pocket.
Did you guys know that Art Spader actually recently wrote about the San Francisco Giants? Would you like to hear some of it?
Give it to me.
So this is from artspander.com, where he writes a lot of these pieces Steiny's referring to. Quote, "Somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright." Yes, a line from the closing of Casey at the Bat, a baseball tale of woe. Not to be confused with the story of the Giants, who, although failing as the mighty Casey, rarely play when the sun is shining, especially this summer in San Francisco. What seemed so glorious a month ago has turned into a disaster that seems destined to continue Friday night in New York when the Giants face the Mets.
That's just superb, man. Wordplay on point. Evan, why even your move, D, because you guys went through it like that was beautiful.
Yeah, he's saying they're done.
Yeah, but we get that.
Yeah, it was a really nice save. Really, this was before the six-game homestand, by the way.
Yeah, I'm pro Art. I like how that was Art. Let's say that word. That was beautiful. Man.
Hey, Four Chips.
You're okay sometimes, man. I'm glad you brought
four
that
Four Chips,
up.
Don't be an ass.
What happened?
Steiny's talking about this guy like he's cured cancer. Please, he's one of the best columnists of our generation.
You want me to block that person? See, that's when you gotta, come on.
Nah.
We don't block people.
No. I have here later.
On the chat?
Yeah. They said a word that triggers me.
You can,
oh my God.
Wait, you can block people on
the
YouTube chat?
Some hoes got like 50 people blocked. I have thick skin, so I got one person blocked, Steiny. I had to go to the person and tell them.
No, no, no.
Yeah, no, please.
I was getting ready. Well, who? What's the word?
Bootlicker. Evan, I wanted to rip my mic. Oh, it did something to me.
That would bother me, too.
Oh, my gosh. I said, man, if you put me in a room and said that, Evan.
That's a great word, though.
I don't block. You got blocked that day. Steiny, that got me. That's my kryptonite. There's nothing worse, Steiny.
Who are, like, which of the thousands of athletes in the Bay would he be talking about?
Oh, boy.
He must have been talking about Kuminga. No, 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 Devers.
No, it was Kuminga.
Probably Devers.
It was Kuminga.
No, no, no. It was Kuminga.
Rodriguez last night.
And I'm the guy that rides here at the station for Kuminga, so I think. And he had me as if I didn't, and that just set me off. Oh, boy.
All right, so Spander's writing that the Giants basically should wave the white flag. What's he write about Kuminga?
I haven't gotten that deep yet. He did say that the Giants...
Now I know how to find his stuff.
The Giants had not only dropped below 500, but basically dropped out of contention as a possible wild card.
Not according to Goo. It's what? Only six.
Oh, nah.
Oh.
It would have been five had you handled your business. Steiny, that was bad, man. That truly... Do you know how bad the Pirates are?
They're better than the Giants.
Well, they beat them four. Like, come on, man.
How many times do they have to lose to teams like the Pirates before you say, maybe we're not as good as I thought?
Well, the Nationals
are coming up.
Next year,
we're going to win the division.
You got time to go for like that. That just, seriously, man, it's like Art Spander. It doesn't get old. You just, I'm sitting there like it's 4-1. It should be 7 or 8-1, but I'll get over that, and I did.
Can I?
The Pirates, they can't hit. They're not coming back. Walk home run from Szczęsny is 4-3. Then I'm like, okay, they'll win the game, and they lose it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Did you bet on the game last night?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it usually impacts.
I told you I was taking a break.
Okay.
No, seriously.
Okay. So you didn't.
I start reading.
You didn't bet on the game.
No, I didn't.
Okay. And yet you're still really upset. See, this tells me Well, who's your favorite team in baseball?
Pirates. It was.
So the Pirates won.
No,
but you're upset.
They're that bad. Mm. That like wow. I want playoff baseball to discuss.
Well, it's only
and I'm
August.
From the Bay, so I don't hate on Bay teams. And the Warriors are my team.
No, you don't hate on them. Definitely not.
Somebody
you
really
prop them up.
I won't even dime the person out, Evan. This is true. You guys can laugh. Somebody prominent in the media here in the Bay Area said, I got book material. I'm from the soil of the Bay. The star was handed down.
Union City.
So, Evan, oh, sorry, why are you laughing?
No, I'm laughing because yesterday Dibs tried to tell me that there's an official Bay Area map that includes 9 counties.
Oh, God.
And I'm not buying it.
He was on that one again?
Say it, yeah. That can you remember? Come on, Steiny. I got to bring that up to him.
I've heard him say that a lot. The 9 county Bay Area.
You got to tell him to stop, man. That's pretty good, Evan. But anyway, I root for the Bay. I root for the fans. Like when Dallas was getting their head beat upside the wall in the 2 playoff games. Why, who better to lose to than the Niners if my family and friends and coworker are going to be happy? That's who I am. Because I'm from the Bay. But somebody said it's book material.
4 chips on the YouTube chat. The point is this. Steiny will never talk about an athlete the way he talks about Art Spander. That's right.
Well,
no athlete's got his staying power, one.
Larry Bird.
He's a fossil. Like, Larry Bird was not a great individual defender. See, I tell it like it is, all right?
But when it comes to Jordan, you'll try to mar him.
One of the greatest players of all time. How am I marring him?
The greatest.
Yeah, he's among the greatest. A lot of people have him as the greatest.
Did you see the people lined up for his new shoe that dropped Saturday?
Stoney, no.
It was...
No.
It's incredible. The dude's been retired forever.
Yeah, even when he was the owner of the Hornets.
That don't even count.
Of course not, because he failed.
Magic failed at coaching.
Yeah, but he was only there 3 years. Not even.
I'm not going to be here.
Yeah. Yes. Dixon is... we can't do this. I'm not going...
Evan, how did I miss that part of the show?
Well, I said I was in Santa Rosa over the weekend at this Field of Dreams I was describing to you guys yesterday.
Yep.
And he goes, oh, you know, in the Bay Area. I'm like, well.
So Monterey's the Bay Area to Dibley.
Monterey's not the Bay.
But with Dibley's metric, it might be.
No. Santa Rosa's an hour from here. Monterey's 2.
Mm. When have you ever gotten to Santa Rosa in an hour?
And I don't think you care.
1995. I used to work up in Santa Rosa and made the commute from San Francisco every single day.
Yeah, you try that commute now is what we're saying.
It's like 2 lanes on the 101 for like 15 miles.
Yeah, living 2 in the pass. Now that thing, that bad boy's about hour 52 hours now.
Is it?
I gotta believe.
Okay.
It's okay to be wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. I can make it there in an hour back in 1995. You think I'm kidding?
No, that I believe. A lot has changed.
Is Phil Mike on hold or is
we got him?
I don't know. It's a weird color. Okay. I guess we got Phil Mo Mike. What's up, Phil Mo? How you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny. It's 2025, man. You shouldn't be talking about color. Anyway.
I let that go. But Mike, I was about to get him. You go color and then you go Phil Mo Mike.
Yeah.
He's black.
I'm a black man.
Yeah, what did I say about color?
Black man. Oh, the blackest film on bike.
All right.
The blackest man of all time. Nah, but listen. 2 things. Guru, I'm so mad, and my condolences to your family. You were really looking forward to going to Laughing Monk.
See, and that's why I know you know me. No doubt.
Yeah. Come on, man. You was like, man, I want to go. You was like, I'm coming. Nah, but that's my condolences to that,
hey,
man.
Hey, thank you,
my
man, for real.
Is listeners invited to this?
Yes, absolutely.
Y'all just taping live from there.
No. You can come. Absolutely.
Pull up.
Laughing Monk Brewing.
They gonna have a spread like they had last time?
Yes. Actually, they're saying it's gonna be bigger.
Oh my God. I'm telling y'all listeners right now, if you don't get to Laughing Monk, if it ain't packed, you tripping.
Yeah.
The way First of all, listen. Wow. Food is crazy prices right now. You get me chicken for $5. What the hell? Go to Laughing Month. Listen to some sports commentary. It's going to be a great time. I might just pull up. I got to get up early, though, to pull up. But I might just pull up. And the last but not least, when y'all do y'all version of the Doobie Awards, Steiny and Goo, y'all got to call it the Cafeteria Awards.
Right. Wow! That look at Evan even looked back. Like, boy, Mike, we might have to send us some chicken on that one. That's a good one.
All right. Break it up, Mike.
Gosh, but I'm going to pay respects to my aunt, but man, I'm gonna miss that one. And I wanted to get down there.
I've got a text here from
Art.
No, the very same person that gave one to you.
Katrina.
Yeah.
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 You want to read it?
Yeah, you can make it there in an hour or so in the midday. My son was at Sonoma State.
Katrina, don't help him out. Now, if you couldn't. Evan, I'm with you. Shout out, Katrina.
707, I make it to San Francisco here in 45, 50 minutes.
But you live in Oakland. You wouldn't be coming from the city. This is close.
No, I'd be going right up after work from here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't have many friends there if you ain't been back in that long.
I just mapped it from where we are right here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no traffic.
Yeah.
Hour 15.
Well, that's because it takes you 15 minutes to get to the Bay Bridge right now. I'm sorry, the Golden Gate Bridge.
That's the point. Not everybody lives next to a bridge.
No, no, this was from the marina.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was talking about from the marina. Right down by the...
Evan, thank you, Lord. Man.
By the New Presidio.
Now, we couldn't... Cafeteria Awards? We'd be stealing their material, though, right?
What do you mean?
They got the Doobie Awards. If we do the cafeteria, we'd be stealing.
No, Mike's right, though. The spread Thursday is going to be unbelievable.
Oh, boy. Give me something. Lamb.
Ham and cheese sandwiches, for sure. We're going to have some pizza there, a couple porterhouse steaks. We're going to have something for the gluten-free people.
Ooh.
If you're down on gluten, there'll be a special section for you. Obviously, all the drinks you can have. It'll be an open bar, clearly. None of that's true.
Evan!
Give me the meat.
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to ask Dibley about?
His whole thing with, this is incredible. Or maybe I'll save it for tomorrow.
Don't.
I want to ask him.
I want to kind of.
Don't change.
I want to let. Well, Willard.
No, seriously, Stoney.
Wait, is Willard here today?
Yeah, he's here. And he was up in the window. Don't change.
I wanted to just lay low.
Quit being soft, man.
No.
We had a great 4 hours.
It was
vibing. And then when they come in here, then I'm your enemy. And then you cower. And then you just.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. It's okay. They know what you're doing.
Mm.
But don't use me for your insecurity with Willard.
Hmm?
Just keep it real.
With what?
Me. When they come in, don't switch up. I can't keep hearing
you, man. Somebody wants to talk to you.
Oh, who we got?
Who's this?
Katrina.
Steiny, you are 100% correct. These out-of-towners like Guru and Evan need to realize nobody calculates city time. Nobody. The city is its own nightmare. You go from bridge to destination. Everyone knows that. Anything that is Frisco-related, you throw the map out the window. But, of course, all these out-of-towners like Guru don't know the streets like you and me.
Oh,
it takes 45 minutes from the Golden Gate Bridge to Santa Rosa. And yes, if you leave the city before 1 o'clock, you should have no problem on 101. But again, you know, these young whippersnappers are taking way more Uber because we know Evan's got to come from the cafeteria.
Oh.
And so it's going to take a little longer. Next time you need a ride on a Friday up to Santa Rosa, hop in my car, doggy.
Yep.
Oh, Chef.
Appreciate you, Joe. See, that's Shasky.
That is,
like, Goo, seriously, like, he's more Bay Area than you.
He's Frisco. I'm all of it. Now.
But you'd rather be Frisco, I think, than Union.
No, I got Frisco in me, too. I got people everywhere. EPA.
Okay. Hey, we got to go.
Vacaville.
Ooh, that's
Vallejo, Richmond. I got family everywhere.
No, those places are hopping.
San Jose.
All right. Hey,
San Leandro.
We got Crossover coming up next. Reminder.
Fremont.
See, this is why River Islands gets pissed. Can you just lay out? A reminder that all guests on 95.7 The Game, where do they originate? From the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands, Lathrop.